Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group. That's Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Low 90s tomorrow, a hot one. Man, it's a hot one. Carlos Santana. Pirates and Cubs this weekend at Wrigley Field. Temps in the 80s in Chi-Town. Stephen Thompson of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette coming at you in about 10 minutes or so, leading off the next hour, talking Pitt football. 2 weeks from Saturday, the City game, baby. Put up your Dukes, Pitt and Duquesne. You can listen to it right here on The Fan. We'll get a little bit of a preview and see how camp is going with Stephen Thompson, who covers the Panthers of the Post-Gazette. But right now, Joel's pick with Joel Nelson. Carl.
All right, Jack. Well, thank you as always. Joel's pick, August 14. Happy 814 day to my Central PA people.
Look at you.
Pirates and Cubs this weekend, as you mentioned. It starts tomorrow afternoon. Why don't we play a little Pirates-Cubs Immaculate Grid?
I was hoping this was what it was going to be.
Okay. I'm going to start us off with Rob Sestrizny. How's that sound?
That's a good one. How about Derek Lee? How about Aramis Ramirez? If you played MVP Baseball 2005, that's how they pronounced Aramis Ramirez's first name.
Jose Quintana was with both teams.
Yes, he was.
He's been on every NL Central team but the Reds, matter of fact.
And we're not checking the text line, but you can text in and play along, guys that played for both the Pirates and the Cubs, and then we'll go back after the segment and see which ones we missed and feel like bozos for missing obvious ones, because that happens.
It happens way too many
least
times.
One, at least one every time. Jameson Taillon is one.
And like, always think about like any trades that the two teams have made.
Yes.
Even though
I have to take the YouTube stream off here too and not cheat in case anybody chimes in there. I'm already struggling. We're probably making a lot of people mad and angry at their steering wheels right now, but I'm already struggling. How many do we have so far?
I'm seeing four. Rob Sestrizny, Derek Lee, Aramis Ramirez, and Jameson Taillon.
You said Jose Quintana.
Oh, I did say Jose Quintana.
So we have five.
You would think because it's NL Central,
yeah,
this should be fairly easy.
Yeah, it should be.
I think we did this with the Reds. That was pretty good. We did it with the Cardinals, and that was pretty good.
Yeah. Or maybe we're not bad at this, and maybe there's just not a whole lot of Cubs and Pirates crossover.
Very well could be.
Jose Quintana's a good one, because I don't think he went straight to the Cubs after the Pirates, did he? Did they trade him to the Cubs?
Like after the Pirates,
yeah.
He was traded to the Cardinals.
That's
for
what I thought.
Johan Oviedo and.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I'm having a hard time here, Jolie.
Me too. I didn't think it would be like this because it's the Pirates and the. Pirates and the Cubs, two NL Central teams.
If you watch Pirates baseball on TV, you should be able to remember the teams that they play against the most, and that's the teams in the NL Central.
Stephen Brault.
Yep. Wait, really?
Yeah, I think he spent like one season with them.
Remember he got a play-by-play opportunity on TV last year? I thought he did a pretty damn good job.
That was pretty good.
He did. How about, this isn't cheating, I swear, but didn't Trevor Williams end up with the Cubs too?
Yes, that is correct as well.
When you mention a guy from like that era, another one gets brought up, because Trevor Williams, you go to the Mets right after the Pirates or the Cubs? Because he was with the Cubs and the Mets.
He's also been with the Nationals.
And he's been with the Nationals ever since. So we've got Trevor Williams and Stephen Brault along with Jose Quintana. I mean, you could always go to the Rich Hill well. Did he ever play for the Cubs?
I think he did, but
he
I'm
played
not
for like, over half of baseball.
I'm not 1,000% sure on it. So
you
I
just
guess
look up
50-50.
Rich Hill on Wikipedia, and it's just hysterical. Yeah, he actually started his career with the Cubs. And then he proceeded to play for 13 billion other teams.
A good handful of left-handed pitchers in here. Surprised we don't have more relievers by this point.
How about if you also Google Rich Hill, and you know how you go and there's like a couple of news top stories. There's two headlines suggesting that Rich Hill and the Red Sox could reunite. I guess he was let go by the Royals. He was pitching in their minor league system. MLB rumors. Rich Hill teases Red Sox reunion with interesting twist. from Over the Monster, a Red Sox blog. Another Red Sox and Rich Hill reunion incoming.
When that guy retires...
That would be like his fifth tenure in Boston.
Okay, I was just going to say, whenever he retires, who does he retire with? The Red Sox, right?
He spent 6 years with the... This guy's played 21 years in baseball. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 teams, 1 year or less. He played for the Red Sox for 6 years, the Dodgers and the Cubs for 4, and every other team he's ever played for 1 year or less. That is journeyman in all capital letters.
I just thought of another name, and this is like if you actually get Pirates and Cubs.
See, I've got people that I haven't talked to in years texting me, and I know they're going to give me a name, so I'm going to check those afterwards, but go ahead.
Alfonso Rivas, remember him?
Was that a, like, late 20 or early 2020s just? Yeah.
He's been on the Pirates, Cubs, and Padres, I think.
What a pull.
Like, if you get actual Pirates and Cubs, if you're not going with Rob Sestrizny, then Alfonso Rivas, I think, would be the best pick for the best score.
Do you guys have John Nagowski for the Pirates and Cardinals one? Because didn't he play for the Cardinals, too?
Yeah, I think so. Which, that would be that's a really good one.
Yeah, well, too bad we're not doing the Cardinals. But yeah, that was it. He played like 3 years of big league ball, Pirates, Cardinals. That was it, 2020, 2021. How many are we up to, Mr. Nelson?
We're at nine.
Can we
got to get one more.
Yeah, we can get to double digits here in the next minute five.
Rob Sestrizny, Derek Lee, Aramis Ramirez, Jameson Taillon, Jose Quintana, Stephen Brault, that's six, Trevor Williams, Rich Hill, Alfonso Rivas. One more to get to 10. And it's also a little tricky because weren't all those rumors about potential trades yep. that the Pirates and Cubs can make centered around David Bednar, Mitch Keller.
Did Tyke Redmond play for the Cubs?
No. Beyond me.
He was the Orioles.
You think about like all the different journeymen on the Pirates and Carlos Santana was one of them, but he was never on the Cubs.
Did Ty Wigington play for the Cubs? No. We have 15 seconds, Joel. Did Rob Mikhoviak play for the Cubs? Played for the White Sox. Is that 9.5?